Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry. With me, as always, is Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
I forgot his name for a minute. And then David Wayne.
Ah, Davey waving.
It's going to be one of those days, and we've got Tampa Bay comedy legend Bobby Katie in the
house. Screw you. Yeah,
Killer right. Katie.
Matt Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah. This is nice.
We had to.
Yeah.
I appreciate you
inviting me in your closet.
I wanted to have you at least in the first four episodes, but...
you're hilarious. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I get it.
Yeah, but episode 97 will do. I'm glad you can find 96 other Tampa comics before you get
He's basically unbookable at this point, guys. Yeah.
Well, that was the thing. We wanted the first four episodes, but you were just so booked up, your schedule.
Yeah.
Because you're a killer.
Yeah. Well, you know, people need me to bartend somewhere.
So. Slinging them drinks. Yeah.
Look, if your mom has enough friends, you can move to these bringer competitions pretty easily.
You could sway.
Yeah. The seven people I brought out.
If I could actually get my mom to even come to my shows.
Yeah.
Just my mom.
Yeah, but see, that what makes you more hungry, is like that affirmation moment where, like, I did it.
Yeah.
She came out.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe that'll bring me back to church is to make friends to bring to bringer shows.
When they build a smoking section.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining me at church today, but, you want to come watch some comedy?
I got album download cards for an album I recorded in my bedroom. Stand-up hour.
Hey, man. That's, you're gonna be upset when it comes out, and it's awesome. The acoustics in my closet are pretty good.
Yeah, I do.
Except for with all the gay people in there.
My mom told me she'd come out when the Angels win a pennant, so.
Yeah, I'm still sleeping in a car with... Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. They weren't in a car.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I was like, is this Back to the Future 4?
Why does he have so many relationships with kids?
Yeah, I was like...
Camp Nowhere, Angels in the Outfield. Why do they keep allowing him around children?
I think Christopher Lloyd actually was God. I'd be cool with that. Like if I died, I would. He was like, "Hey, dude, what's going on?" I'd be like, "Holy shit, this is awesome!"
He's a Catholic priest, is what it is.
You know what's funny is he was on a show called Stacked with Pamela Anderson.
Nice.
I don't know if you guys ever saw it. It was they worked in a bookstore
right around the time she found she had hepatitis.
Hepatitis, yeah, yeah.
The C,
yeah,
stacked with hepatitis
to the brim.
She was practically overflowing with hepatitis.
Wait, it's C? Is it she got from Christopher Lloyd?
Huh?
Yeah,
she got from Christopher Lloyd. Ah, hepatitis C.
I get you.
No, never mind. I'm tired.
Okay. David's here.
I was just gonna say it was funny that she was on that show with Brian Scolaro, and when Brian Scolaro was at Side Splitters, that was not one of his credits, like anywhere in the promo material.
I wouldn't want that.
Was there like
either.
Six episodes?
No, it was like two seasons.
No.
Yeah.
You might have seen him from the pilot right after it was canceled.
Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, I wonder how many of those like just piece of shit credits people have that they're just like, don't use that.
Yeah.
But then you have like one of the smart-ass like hosts that's like, I'm going to use that.
I would love to have a credit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would just love to have credit.
Yeah.
That too. Well, that's like the thing. Like, if I ever meet like Keanu Reeves, I'm like, dude, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, man. Best movie ever. Just like go to that movie. He's like, oh, my God.
How's your dog?
Yeah.
That's why, like.
Well, I know how one is.
Yeah.
That's a John Wick thing, isn't it? Yeah. I haven't seen them, so.
I work in a bar.
He's
where
the one you call when you want to kill the fucking boogeyman.
I work in a bar where I see like pretty notable like celebrities and stuff like that.
No shit.
Yeah,
like Bobby Cade.
Yeah, yeah.
Just stands in the mirror.
I'm just celebrity bartending.
He's just like, he's just polishing the glass and staring at himself.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You come here often.
I like to talk about like obscure shit that they were in. Like when you see like. I don't know if you guys know.
Are you even allowed to talk about it? Because you're like,
ooh, like David Hasselhoff comes in, you talk to him about his music.
He's a bartender. Yeah. He's got a you got
How was the Soviet Union?
It's like, listen here, you little shit.
Why didn't you sign on to Sharknado, man? How did that deal fall through?
too good for Sharknado.
Yeah.
They're going for like.
How'd you pass on that masterpiece? You know,
just like, I don't know. How did I must have been sleeping, but Sharknado, it's all the way up to 5 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're in space.
Like the last.
Why not?
What is next?
Part of the last one was filmed in Pensacola. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Were you there?
I'm trying to think. They're like, they had a celebrity sighting of like one person, and they're like, oh my God!
That's Steve from 90210. Yeah.
Like, what? They're like, if you ask me to guess what, like,
we saw Terry if Pensacola.
If Pensacola only got one movie, what would it be? Sharknado makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
There was, and
or like a Tremors remake.
Yeah.
They are remaking that, by the way.
They got some of that in there.
Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The coast
is where the end of the flat Earth is.
Pretty much.
It hits the wall.
Yeah. Actually, it's where it begins.
It's where Jim Carrey discovers autism caused by vaccines.
Yep.
He's like, I want to go to Fiji. They're like, that's just Pensacola. Like,
beautiful. Oh, Canadians. Yes. Yeah.
He's like, but everyone here is so poor. Like, we know. We know, Jim.
I'm feeling sick. What hospital do I go to for free? Oh, Jim. You're in America.
Yeah. It's like getting a blood transfusion in Africa. You don't do that.
It really does seem like you could annex, like, Pensacola.
Oh,
It could be, like, its own, like, you know, like, it's like...
Not with all the military, though.
No, it's got, like...
It's still illegal in America, but you can fly to Pensacola to get it done.
Right. Somehow there's like, 3 Air Force bases around it, but it's still, like, the most corrupt place on Earth.
It's a heavily defended... Yeah.
It's like... Watch that be, like, the true Mesopotamia. The real Babylon was, like, where civilization started.
It's where the Bilderbergs are!
It might actually
we'll disguise
be
it with under
the swamps!
Old bingo halls.
And biker bars.
Yeah.
Why, you think there's 3 Air Force bases?
Yeah, but they make it where no one wants to live there. You know? So they're like,
that's the only way we could make the Omega call.
We see you, Illuminati.
It's genius.
The pupil of the eye is on Pensacola. Why do you think so many celebrities and musicians come out of there? By musicians, I just mean Mike Jones.
Mike Jones from Pensacola? Yeah. Shut up. He's from Texas.
And Creed, right?
No, he got famous. Creed was Tallahassee.
Oh. Pensacola adjacent.
The wide receiver Doug Baldwin on the Seattle Seahawks is from Pensacola, too.
There's like, a
reference.
Wow. There's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them.
Well, there's Roy Jones Jr.'s from there. Derek Lewis. No, what was it? Not Derek Lewis. Derek something.
Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah.
Derek Zoolander?
Yeah. All of those. Emmett Smith is from there.
Really?
Travis Fryman, baseball player. There's a couple guys that are in the NFL right now.
I like that you know all this. Like,
one of the linebackers
the
from
Wikipedia, dude, it's, Pensacola. Yeah.
No, not even that, dude. Like, when you go into town, there's a giant sign. This is the home of, and it lists like all these people because that's their claim to fame.
Well, no, that's what most like athletes will come out of like Miami-Dade and stuff like that because there's like millions of people down there. But we're getting almost as many with like a fourth
but it's
of the
because
population.
It's because there's a lot of military bases, so kids probably move there, get stationed there, and get discovered there in high school or something. You know,
I used to be a process.
I'm from a big Navy town, so it's like that too. But.
I used to be a process server up in Tallahassee, and I worked in like 6 different counties, and you could always tell like how shitty a place was depending on like who their local person was. Like,
we have Bubba Watson.
Yeah, Bubba Watson. You got him too.
Yeah, golfer.
Yeah. Well, I think he's technically Baghdad.
Well, Pensacola technically is Alabama. So
yeah,
it's like
we call it L.A. You know,
it's like the diarrhea of Alabama.
Yeah, it's like where you step
the shit that ran down the ass
to the water to incest
down. Yeah, like everybody thinks it goes to Miami now, dude. It fucking
and then flows into the Gulf. It just all goes into the Gulf.
Yeah, with the rest of the fucking oil bombs left from BP.
You got like deformed seals washing up on the shore. You're like, it's half seal, tall half human.
That's the new mascot of whatever schools in Pensacola.
Tarka Pelicans.
The Pensacola Tard Pelicans.
They've got such like fucked up seals. They look like actual seal with the like fucked up faces.
Yeah.
The scar tissue.
They got the scars.
Ooh. Joe Scarborough's from Pensacola.
Yes, he is. I remember that.
Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, he'll talk about that on Morning Joe every once in a while. He's like, when I was doing lawyer stuff in Pensacola, I was like, nobody cares, Joe.
So, Bobby, as a...
as a big city lawyer.
As a bartender.
As a bartender, I can tell you from your past episodes that you guys know nothing about liquor. Like, listening to you guys talk about it is absolutely hilarious.
Really?
Good. Oh, yeah.
That's probably good. True.
I don't drink much, though. So.
It reminded me of, like Ron Burgundy trying to
bullshit his way
to describe what San Diego was.
Oh, yeah. A whale's vagina. Yeah. That's pretty blatant.
Yeah.
That's or, what it stands for. Santiago.
Steve Carell in 40-year-old version, the bags of sand.
Bags
press.
Of sand.
Oh, yeah. The
what? Okay, so you're going to say as a bartender.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's a very social job.
Yeah.
So are you like, do you like run bits by people and shit without them knowing it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would do that too for sure.
Some of them, though, like, I've gotten to a point where, like one day I'm just hoping I get fired so I can actually, like, just, you know, grow up and, like, look for a real job or, like, pursue this more. Yeah. But
you probably make a decent living because like, it's like a high class place, right?
It is, but it's almost like office space in a sense. It's like the more offensive I get and the more absolute ridiculous shit I say,
yeah,
like
you get promoted,
yeah, yeah. like
it's a
I
bar.
Can just get away with anything at this point,
yeah,
you know? Right. Like. So, yeah, it's an excellent place to...
Bobby's just going to have, like, a finger floating in a drink one day. Yeah. It's like, I killed a guy. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. They're like, Ted didn't come in. Oh, he did. Oh. He's dead. I got him in the freezer. I want to keep that body fresh.
Yeah, Bobby, yeah. You adorable scamp.
He kind of sucked anyway. All
yeah, right.
Get on the bar. Yeah, no, it's
it's like
though.
An ice cube.
The demographic is very Florida, though, where I work. It's, like, you know, older, pretty, like, middle to upper class.
White it's all like people. Old white retired guys,
yeah,
probably. You
know. It's a good amount of them, but yeah, my
showing owner, up with like they're like 55, but they got like a 28-year-old girlfriend and shit.
That can happen a lot.
Oh my god!
Sometimes.
So then the girl starts flirting with you. He gets mad at you. He wants to talk to your boss.
No, it's
then you got to fuck her
so
in
old.
Front of him.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's more so that direction to where it's like I think he might be more into me than she is. Like at that point. But no, it's really cool. My owner is the. Former owner of the San Francisco 49ers. He
what?
Just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. Like it was when they made like their Super Bowl run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're really narrowing down where you work now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was trying to keep it vague. So like,
don't. Oh, I don't care. Oh, okay. Come in and give me your money, Sacred Pepper, right off of Northdale Mabry.
I'm trying to get fired.
Yeah. I'm promoting my bartending more than my stand-up right now.
Yeah. Well, there's more money in it, I'm sure.
Do you guys have any questions?
Send
like when it comes to drinks or something? Because listening to you guys talk about it, it's pretty awesome. So,
no, well, we don't do those.
Oh, like you guys
why do they
we don't do those no, fruity no, ass no. drinks that no. you boys be serving at the Pepper.
Do you make GTNs?
Whiskey neat. You know what I mean? Like that's it.
Whiskey neat. I heard like you guys aren't a fan of. You said you had a sip of a Manhattan.
Oh yeah, that was,
oh,
that
was me.
Oh yeah, we didn't know
was
what
like,
was
I
in
have
that.
No idea
yeah.
what is in this.
It's bitters, sweet vermouth, and bourbon.
Yeah,
yeah
I told
that sounds
them
disgusting.
That.
Yeah,
and
Steven Googled it.
But I'll tell you what though, alcohol like most things. Remember your first beer? It's like everything's acquired. You yeah. know, and if it gets you messed up enough, you learn to love it, especially like hipsters, you know,
right.
like these drinks.
Well, those just drink straight vermouth.
Yeah, just like, straight vermouth.
Yeah.
Well, just, yeah, like.
Just in a brown bagging it on their
super
fixie.
Super bad. Yeah. Yeah. Super bad when he's like, last time we gave you all the money, you bought like $40 worth of Sambuca.
Sambuca's good.
Sambuca is disgusting.
No, it's not. It's just black licorice.
It tastes like a black jelly bean.
Yeah, it's great.
Ew.
Okay, there's two kinds of people in this world. People that like. You know, black jelly beans, sociopaths.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of them, but like when I want to get fucked up at dart tournaments, I would put it in a water bottle.
You'd put Sambuca in a water bottle.
Yeah, because it looks like water.
It's like an aperitif. It's like an after. Good God.
Excuse me.
Just sneeze your soul out.
What racial epithet did you call that drink?
It was called water.
Okay, so Sambuca is usually like an after-dinner drink that you put like in a snifter, which is like a round, it looks
yeah.
like a fishbowl sort of, and you throw three coffee beans in it, and you put it in a water bottle.
Yep. Because see, when you're playing darts, like here's the key. when you're playing darts, you're there all day. Like, you start drinking at like 11 in the morning, and you shoot darts until like
Sambuca,
like 1 at night.
In the morning, you might be a dart thrower.
No, you don't start with that. You have a few beers. You
work your way up.
Yeah, and what you do is then you put it in that Sambuca because you want to keep the buzz, but you don't want to get fucking hammered.
First, you start the day with a few Zimas.
Yeah, smear off ice. But
the first thing I got messed up on.
Really?
In college. Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just saying, it's like we'll get to that. You don't want to get too drunk. So I would just put it in and just sip on it. So I wouldn't get hammered, but I'd stay that nice buzz and just ride
that
line.
That's how I am with tequila.
Yeah. See, that's a little too harsh for me. But what were you saying now?
No.
With the Smirnoff?
No, I was like, is that when icing was big for you guys too?
What exactly is icing? I've heard...
Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
Well, it's funny you call immigration on people.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. And that's just the icing.
Pedro got ice.
On the reform cake.
My initial understanding was that you would hide a Smirnoff ice, and you would try to trick somebody into finding it. And when they found it, they'd have to take a knee and chug it.
Okay, so it's kind of like the okay symbol, like when you put it down here and then you knee your friend in the nuts or whatever they do.
Right.
There's so many unpleasant things involving kneeling, apparently.
Right, yeah.
Did you guys play a lot of... like beer games?
No.
Like, I played beer pong.
Beer pong? You didn't do like the power hour?
We've done power hour like for pre-gaming.
Edward 40 hands?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Well, you can't do that in Florida.
No.
I think it's Edward 32 hands.
Oh, where you just like crush a 40 ounce?
No, you have to duct tape your beers to your hands.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a... Like, you have to finish...
That's all like frat boy shit. I didn't go to college.
We
would just play beer pong in high school.
Well, what's
funny
is, like, I didn't even get drunk till college. Like, I was a late bloomer with everything.
You went to college.
I did go to college.
What did you go for?
Political science, international affairs. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. Lesbian poetry. You know, whatever.
Lesbian poetry.
That's political science, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. The only thing
Was your experience with political science the same as mine? Where, like, your teacher, if your teacher's conservative, you have to write the paper conservative?
Yeah, in a sense. I found that, like, I basically had all liberal teachers, except for one guy. One guy was, like, an ex-military, like, general from Saudi Arabia.
And like a
flat
top. He
was a little bit more conservative. Which was actually kind of refreshing.
Did he wear Oakley?
Because, like, everyone was so liberal.
Yeah.
And I would consider myself middle. I would consider myself.
Get out!
I would consider myself. I don't give a shit either way. That's the only thing I learned from political science was it's all
everyone unfriend Bobby. He thinks the wrong things.
Yeah, so, so you were like his teacher's pet then?
What's that?
You were like his teacher's pet?
No,
because everyone else
I barely showed up. But.
Oh, but I'll say everyone else is probably way more liberal. You're like kind of in the middle. He's like
I kind of like you.
The rest of these goddamn hippies, but you're kind of cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he was telling me he had some cool stories. And see, that's the difference between like a liberal versus a conservative. Like, at least this guy was like out in the world.
Oh, yeah, he went to war and shit.
Well, he was in Saudi Arabia for like 3 years of his life. And you realize that like oil just runs this world.
The liberal teacher was just like, oh, this one time I got lost in the library. Oh, down this book. And you're just like, oh my God. The other guy's like, I was dodging bullets and shit.
I got lost in the library probably because of the. We didn't give enough money to the government for me to find this.
That was the day I learned.
I was in the mud in Da
Nang. Yeah. That was the day I learned the definition of serpentine.
I was up to my shit in Shakespeare.
Yeah. I didn't need no goddamn dictionary. Charlie's taught me good and well.
Yeah.
I was sipping on some Sambuca.
Oh, yeah.
They only had
out of a water bottle.
It was the most painstaking 3 hours of my life.
What's the other one? No, the other one I liked what I was sipping on too was Rumpelman's.
Jesus.
Which is like a mint. It's like a mint. It's like 100 proof. It's
you're going to make a great homeless person.
Who are you?
I used to win money.
You're going to make a great homeless person.
It was great, dude.
Yeah, just give you, like, these Rumble mints are expired. They've been here for 17 years. You want these?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I do.
Put it in a water bottle.
Finish that sandwich?
We don't even have Rumble mints yet. Like,
Well, of course, it's too low class. I mean, you're in a high class place.
Yeah. Well, that's my favorite
thing. You still have, like, a mint thing, though, I'm sure.
Nope.
No.
We have fresh mint.
Do people come
in? Oh, we'll see.
Actual mint.
Yeah.
Do people come in and like specifically order like Bud Lights and shit? And, you're like, why are you here?
Well, my favorite thing is like the person.
You're like, $6. That'll be $9.50. They're like,
yeah.
All right.
There's two kind of people, though, that come in and they get a beer. And I make fun of them both because it's like you got the person that like, oh, craft beer. I'm a craft beer person now.
Yeah.
And then you got the person that's like they ask what beer you have. And you're like, oh, we got Bud Light, Stella Shock Top. We got a Funky Buddha Floridian. We got a Hefeweizen, all this stuff. And then they'll be like, oh, I'll just take the Bud Light. I'm like, why did you ask? You knew you were going to say Bud Light, whatever light beer I had from the beginning.
Yeah, you just want alcoholic water. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my favorite's Mick Ultra. Oh, yeah. Somebody would be like, can I get a water? I'm like, I already gave you one.
Maddie loves Mick Ultra.
I don't love him, but...
Yeah, too.
And that's my favorite thing about people that drink Mick Ultra, too. They're like, it's only like 43 calories or whatever. Yeah, it's like, well, you've had 48 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So that you're kind of defeating the point.
That's what I have to do. I have to be like, well, I've had like six of these. Shit.
Yeah. That's every person that drinks Mick Ultra.
Then I was like, God damn it, I just drank that many shitty beers.
Yeah. But the good news is you could probably run a marathon right after that because it's just hydrated you.
Yeah.
And beer is actually good for recovery, so.
2.5 alcohol percentage or whatever is in that wine cooler of a beer.
Is it?
It's
I thought it was still three. Excuse me.
That's like nothing.
Dude, I've made more with concentrated orange juice.
Bobby's made more of this piss.
Most beer is like 5%, I thought, isn't it?
No. Well,
what's that?
Isn't most beer like 5%?
Yeah, that's around
5%. 4.5 to 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some, though. What's funny is like you give like the person that drinks like Bud Light. Like I had a buddy of mine who he drinks
Mick
Bud Light.
Mick Ultra is 4.2. Miller 64 is 2.8.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's only 64 calories. That's the thing.
My favorite thing to do is a buddy that like drinks Bud Light, you give him like this guy, I was friends with, we were playing video games when I brought some Coppertail and Holy, which is like,
that's what we had on the
almost
first
10%. Mm-hmm. And so he's like mowing his lawn the next day and he's like, I'm just going to have a couple beers, and he didn't have any, so he drank mine. And he's like, calls me after two, and he's like, what the fuck did you give me, man? He's like, I was hammered after like two beers mowing my lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we had on the first three episodes. I brought over a six pack and we each had two.
Yeah. And felt good.
That's like 10% alcohol.
And the results speak for themselves.
Yeah. I was looking it up the other day. There's the most what's the highest beer percentage?
Like Ice House is pretty high. Isn't Ice House like in like 8% or something?
It just feels like
I have some
alcohol
in the fridge that are 12.
Okay, so there's beer out there that's like 60 to 80%.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh yeah. If you go to like Dunning Breweries like that.
That's what I thought. I was like, what classifies a beer anymore?
Yeah, right, it's Weyerbacher Quads.
Weyerbacher Quads.
Yeah.
And
they're $12 for a 4-pack.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
No, it was a 6-pack. It was a 6-pack.
Oh.
It's not too bad.
Wait, $12 for a 12-pack?
6-pack.
Oh.
No, that would be awesome if it was sold for 12
packs. I was like, that's Bud Light prices.
It would be 11%.
No, I went to Total Wine and like their beer prices are actually really good.
And the
Total Wine's prices in general are really good.
The
because it's like the Costco of getting messed up.
Yeah.
One time I went there and I was like 26 or something and they asked for my ID and I was like, cool, here it is. Like, oh, we got to go make a copy. I'm like, that wasn't what we agreed to. I thought I'd show it to you. You're like, well, that's your age. I'll put it into the computer.
Yeah. And I would have been like, all right, well, there's a store over there. I'm going there now. So
yeah, I was like, you can just give me my card back.
Yeah.
It's like, am I getting a passport right now? Or am I trying to buy alcohol?
I have to take a photo.
Like, how secure is your beer?
Yeah. We need your thumbprint right here.
Now smile and look over there.
We're going to need to swab your dick hole.
Yeah.
Hold this card with
this
numbers on it.
Standard.
This is a chlamydia test. What is
this? We got to make sure you don't have the Stackhouse hepatitis C from Christopher Lloyd.
Stackhouse stacked, man.
Stacked.
Are you still on stacked?
Yeah.
Let's call him an Electra. What else are we going to call it?
Brunette. Pam Anderson.
Brunette with big tits. Or blonde with big tits. Like, what else are you going to call it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess they're pretty. They're like, just switch hair and you got this.
They're limited on the name of that.
Like, more
but
I'm
not going to say, like,
myself,
you know, genius or something.
Well, they would if it was a brunette. Ew. Anyway.
Oh, so why did they put a Moscow Mule in a copper cup?
Because they're douches. We don't.
Okay.
Like, it's just for the look.
Does it add to the flavor? Oh, no, it's just the look. Okay.
Was that just like the first?
I'm sure
it keeps it cooler longer, I feel like.
But if you drink out of different things, you know, it's like if you drink a beer out of a bottle compared to a can, it tastes different, you know?
Yeah, I had to call – I used to work for Bonefish, and I had to call corporate because they had, like, this advertisement that was like, come try our new Moscow Mule made – and the copper tins are made from real melted down pennies. And I'm like, you can't do that.
It sounds unsanitary.
Yeah. Well, plus
you know how dirty pennies
are? You just can't melt pennies. Yeah, that's against
the
law.
You can't destroy legal tender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I just thought it'd be dirty from, like, the hygienic aspect. Because I'm like, where'd you find this out of? Like, how many fucking car seat cushions have you found this
out of?
Well,
the only thing that could survive is, like, tardigrades or whatever.
They just go up to a homeless guy. They're like, I'll give you this quarter. I'll take this for the mule. Yeah. We have cups to make.
They're like, where's that mule currency exchange guy at?
I got a guy on the corner. Yeah.
Well, I feel like pennies are, like, such, like, a grandparent type thing where they just stack pennies.
It's such a UNICEF thing.
Yeah, like anytime like somebody gets admitted to hospice, they're like, all right, let's see the house.
You know, Wait a minute, you can't destroy?
No.
Well, what about those machines where they like flatten the fucking penny and put like a goddamn image on it?
When was the last time you saw one?
Yeah.
Who did it?
I don't know. And probably like in South Carolina.
They're safe from any government
laws.
Yeah,
okay,
laws,
you're
right.
Yeah. It was in Pensacola.
I was going to say it's either St. Augustine or Pensacola, like one of those like,
it was like a touristy
old
trap
school
place,
forts,
you know?
That you put the penny in and then you look out on the...
Yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
got those.
We have them in Tennessee.
That's Fort Pickens, baby.
There was this... Fort Pickens. There's an interesting fact about pennies that like they're worth a penny, but like they cost 3 cents to make.
Yeah.
So that's
our government hard at work for you. And yeah. you wonder why I didn't go into anything related in political science.
Yeah.
You should be going, ah.
And yet they were like, how are we going to pay down this national debt? I know. $1 trillion coins.
$1 trillion.
Yeah. It's like a coin? You're going with coins for trillion.
Well, the conspiracy is because
we need more three penny pennies.
Imagine someone trying to like cram that into the slot at Chuck E. Cheese.
Have you heard that conspiracy?
Have you heard machine just gushing?
I think they have a penny exchange before a gun exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Turn in your pennies.
Is, yeah. I was like in an antique shop, and they were selling like $2 bills for like $5. And I was like, this seems backwards.
Did you hear that story a couple years ago about the guy who was like, he paid like parking fees or something in $2 bills, and like the Secret Service came and like arrested him?
What?
Because he paid, like, it was, like, $100, $200. No, he just, like, collects them because he's, like, a delightful
eccentric. I have a bar
guest
that does that.
Yeah.
And he hands them out as you give him drinks. He's like, thank you. And hands me a $2 bill. I'm like, who's going to believe this? I just have them in my room, like, stacked up, like, $2 bills.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the Secret Service guys were like, there's no way you just had this many $2
right.
bills. He's like, no, I collect them.
No, I paid $5 for each of these $2 bills.
Who the fuck's going to take a risk at counterfeiting $2 bills?
Playing the long game.
Yeah. Who's even on it? Is it Hamilton? Not Hamilton. He's only 20.
It'll be Harriet Tubman before long.
No, she's going to be on 10. I know this. Give me a second.
Who's on the $2 bill?
Yeah.
Jackie Onassis?
I don't know. Someone they really hated.
Yeah.
So Jackie Onassis.
I don't remember.
They hate her so much they kill her husband.
It's an old white guy. I know that.
Nixon.
It's not Nixon.
I know Woodrow Wilson?
No, it's
Taft. Teddy Roosevelt.
No,
is it Taft?
Monroe? Maybe Monroe.
Marilyn
Thomas
Monroe.
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson's
TJ.
On the $2
TJ's
bill.
On.
Okay, okay.
How much currency is he on? He's on the nickel too, right?
And he's on the he's on the 100.
Get over yourself.
Oh yeah, he is on the nickel. Oh, Ben Franklin's 100. Jesus Christ, I'm all over the place.
This is a good one.
See, listen.
Thomas Jefferson, Monticello. Major, okay? Monticello, I've been there. It's on the back of the nickel.
Good news. You can go on Amazon, buy a $2 bill with Trump on it, so you can upgrade it from Jefferson.
Can you really?
Trump.
What?
I'll put that right next to my
Is that real?
I don't think it's legal tender, but you can get a $2 bill of Trump on it for $10 plus shipping.
Was it made in China?
$2 shipping?
No. Well, $3 shipping.
Yeah, that's what's always bill. Like confused me about those like gold coins. They're like $20, but you'll get a gold coin worth $5.
Well, and they'll
and I'm like, and people buy them, and I'm like, do you realize they're literally telling you that you're gonna get less currency for what you're paying for, well, and they'll sell out.
Yeah, they already do that when they give you the Sacagawea. I'm like, this isn't $1.73.
Oh, it's not even worth a dollar.
Never mind.
Oh, woman, 70. Got it. Sorry, Steve. I'm slow today. We didn't get home till like 3 a.m.
It took.
And I was cruising on Thursday night. I didn't get home till like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm on, like, in the past 48 hours, I've had a total of, like, 6 hours of sleep. I'm just saying. Matt, I will come over this goddamn table.
Baby.
And it's hot in here. I'm sweating. My balls stink.
Well, that last thing is just always true, I bet.
Yeah, you're right.
Baby, wavy with the stink.
You know, like, when you're hot and you get irritated? That's how I'm feeling right now.
You're not bothered? Is that what's happening?
And you guys are going to pile on me.
I need to get you a
hand. Another mic stand over there so you can just do the full effect.
I need to get David like a hand fan and like one of those dabbing cloths.
And a mint julep.
Just get him one of the ones you buy from Busch Gardens.
Say.
It's like in the spray bottle.
I do declare this podcast.
Is this too hot today?
This fine institution of how to die alone.
I certainly shouldn't have said it was illegal.
Speaking of how to die alone, a lot of people dying alone this week.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, we had a couple suicides. Yeah.
Kate Spade.
Yeah, Kate Spade.
I didn't even know it was a real person. I just thought it was the name of, like, the
I didn't know person. Dave transitioned.
I get it.
Oh, that's his, ew. That's his brother who she married. His brother Andy.
Did she become a famous fashion designer through Dave Spade?
No, I don't even think they're related. No,
it's not related at all.
Oh, no, damn she, it.
Brother
no.
David finally breaks silence.
The choir's like, I
that
did
was
it.
His, shows up to the funeral like Joe Dirt.
I did it with a clutch.
That was his sister-in-law.
Foot pedal clutch, yeah.
That was his sister-in-law. So they're not, they're like related through marriage, I guess, so it works.
What? You're still talking about
that's
Dave?
His sister-in-law. David Spade's brother, Andy Spade, uh-huh. married Kate.
Oh, okay, so there is a loose connection.
Yeah, they're really...
They're like in-laws. Well, we're in-laws.
Yeah, we're past tense.
Real Joe Dirt come to life.
That's Brandy.
Joe Dirtay.
She couldn't handle the stress of being related to David Spade.
Oh, that, you see his last stand-up special? I'm kidding.
He hasn't been good since Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, right. That's horrible. No, what it's was so... that show well, he was like, on? Apparently she battled with like depression, and she didn't want to address it because her whole brand is like the happy-go-lucky Kate Spade type shit. So her branding.
I've never heard of Kate Spade.
Well, I have because girls have like phone cases and purses and shit, so you see it and has like a little spade
the,
on it. But
the joy of Matt being single.
Yeah. I was gonna say consider yourself lucky.
It's like I have no idea this
what
fashion
does she do?
Shit.
Like
she was purse, fashion like, stuff. She had like cell phone cases, purses.
You said fashion stuff. You said cell phone cases.
People are, like telling Matt, you know about Mac that's makeup? Still fashion. What, like the trucks?
Well, no, I was just thinking like now
she gave New York City homeless vendors a new thing to sell.
Okay, got it.
No, it's just like I don't know, just
what
like
knockoff?
A thing.
Yeah,
right. Knockoff case.
But her
game.
Whole branding
next
was
to the Oakleys.
Yeah. They have Kite Spode. Kite Spode
person. Say kite?
No kite.
See, that's way different.
Yeah. I have Kite Spode. Give you a good price.
It's probably just an accent. It's probably really Kate Spade. No, it is definitely not Kate Spade. I would have said that.
Yeah. But do not wash it.
Just disintegrates in a freaking washing machine.
But like, don't feed it after midnight? Like, what is this shit?
Just pick up the purse by the handle and just disintegrates like sand.
I don't feel so good.
Definitely not be able to hang yourself with that.
Oh, yeah, didn't Roger say something like that? Yeah. He's like, never hang your bags.
Oh, yeah, he said I thought you could only hang bags by the handles or
no,
something.
No, he said it's bad for the bags to hang them by the handle.
That's it, yeah. Like, yeah. It's actually a pretty good joke.
Yeah.
Shout out to Roger Nelson.
And then Anthony Bourdain did it like 4 days later or 3 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah, within the week.
I love all the attention everyone just loves posting, but like how much they love somebody.
Yeah, dude. I was talking
to
Matt about it.
I've never heard
you
talk about Anthony.
Yeah, and first of all, I was like my chef, I don't know much about him. And I was like, I always thought he was kind of a dick. And Matt's like, yeah, he is kind of a dick. I'm like, I knew it. But why do these people like love him so much?
Yeah, well, we're kind of
he did jiu-jitsu and he traveled in other places and ate their food and said how shitty it was.
he does have a cool story, and I watched him a little bit. Like, he had, like, because he was, like, a big heroin junkie and, well, like, just, like, transformed his life and
that's kind of
went
what,
around traveling.
Like Tim Allen?
It's kind of what
it doesn't mean you get the right to
hang
be
on,
a dick.
Hang on.
You don't get to be a dick because you changed your
Tim
life.
Allen,
we're dicks, though.
Hang on. Tim Allen did not do heroin. He did coke. It's very important.
I thought I heard him say he did
no.
heroin.
Okay. Tim Allen.
My bad.
Yeah, coke.
Where the fuck did you get a Tim Allen reference from?
Yeah, like a good conservative.
You said heroin, I associate Tim Allen with heroin, not coke.
He went to jail in the 80s because I believe he had like 25 keys of coke. Like he had so much coke.
Okay.
And he got out of jail early because he ratted on the people who sold it to him.
Tim Allen?
Yeah, Tim Allen. His last name is really Dick. But
was this before? Was this before?
No, it really is.
Was this before he was an actor?
Huh?
Was this before he was an
actor? It was before he was an actor.
Oh, okay, because I was like,
I didn't know any of that about Tim Allen.
Santa Claus rule.
Yeah. I loved Home Improvement.
Yeah, he had a shit ton of coke, got busted, and then rolled over on the people who sold it to him. and then like started his career in comedy.
Like a good white boy.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I got my first five. They got out.
Kilos, am I right? Yeah. High fives.
I got some good bits about getting raped in prison.
Maybe that's where the grunt came from.
Clean, family-friendly rape jokes about getting raped in prison.
Nice. Coke improvement.
That was the real Coke improvement. That was a real tool time.
Oh, yeah, tool time. Oh, God.
With his face mashed up against the bars.
Like a guy that looks like Al Borland.
Yeah, I was Richard Karn. I was Richard Karn for Halloween once.
If he never rolled over, though, and told, we would have never gotten Jungle to Jungle.
Or Man of the House.
Or Man of the House.
The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Or the Santa Claus 2.
And or 3. If he didn't quit coke, he definitely wouldn't have been able to play Santa Claus.
What was the one where like he got in a fight in the parking lot? That movie? Yeah. You don't know the one I'm talking about?
Into a fight in
the one where he gets beat the shit out of in front of his kid, and like he challenges the guy to a fight later.
Oh.
I
have no idea which one that one is.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, Google it. Bully?
Joe Somebody.
That's what it's called, Joe Somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, I never
seen
that.
Is.
Oh, it's literally called Joe Somebody.
Joe Somebody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he is in so many terrible movies.
Is that a 4.8 on IMDb?
It's a 5.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When Joe is beat up by a coworker in front of his daughter on Bring Your Child to Work Day, he decides to fight back.
Ooh.
So he went from Joe Nobody to Joe Somebody.
I've been begging Netflix to put this out.
I think I just wrote a better script in my head other than that fucking plot. What is this shit?
Well, brought to you by Coke.
It was some fucking, like, you know who wrote that? Some, like, middle school fucking hall monitor.
Yeah, I think
that no one listened to.
It only got a bad rating because he's a conservative. It's damn liberal Hollywood.
Yeah.
Putting out these bad reviews.
Yeah, they did cancel the show.
They're just coming at him because they're against toxic masculinity.
Exactly.
You like muscle cars and grunt? Can't have it.
Tim Allen.
And cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Republican way right
That's
there.
That's right, dude. Cocaine.
Cocaine and parking lot fights with coworkers.
Muscle cars and grunting. Like,
I'll beat your ass in front of my daughter.
All I need is some like underage sex trafficking, and we're in there, baby. You
Give
are
me
a politician.
Secretary to blame everything.
Yeah, you are a politician.
The guy who beat his ass is Joe from Family Guy. Patrick Warburton.
Was he in the wheelchair when he did it? Yeah.
He had to pop a wheelie and punch him in the face.
That'd be great. Actually, I'd really love to see that reboot.
Yeah, he was on Seinfeld.
He spins around and like hits him with his lifeless legs.
Yeah. Well, he's like laying on the ground.
Sorry, Tim. It's just my job.
It's like getting hit with meaty pillows.
It's good.
It would all have to culminate to...
Am I the only one that's been kicked by a paraplegic?
That's a good way just to start a bit right there. Don't
walk
even explain it.
Just walk on stage. Am I the only one to get kicked by a paraplegic? They're going to be like, what? No, I'm getting booed off right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Out comes the Sandman.
Yeah, he was in Seinfeld, wasn't he? He was
like
Elaine's boyfriend. Yeah.
Putty.
No, he was Putty. The mechanic was everyone was Raymond's brother.
No, Putty was the mechanic.
No, he wasn't.
Yep, guaranteed.
Then they recasted him.
Got a computer right in front of you.
No, it was Patrick Warburton the entire time.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the guy from Everyone Loves Raymond?
Nope.
No.
It's Joe from Family Guy.
Yeah, he
was Elaine's boyfriend and the mechanic.
He was a mechanic too?
Was the mechanic.
Oh, okay, you're right. He was
mechanic.
I was going to say my money's on
No,
Steve
you're right. No,
just
you're
looking
right.
at the
Well, no, but also the other the guy was test. His mechanic, too, because he steals Jerry's car in
I
one
have
episode.
The 9 seasons on DVD that, like, barely work because I've watched them so much.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, I've seen them, too, but I'm just trying to remember what he did for a living.
Credentials, David. It's like, listen, I know the lyrics to Tragic Kingdom because I had it. Because
I am just a girl.
Because I had no doubt.
That's all that I'll ever be.
In sixth grade.
It's kind of how I watch old stuff now.
I only walked in the spider webs.
It used to be DVDs for me in college. Like just start like with a season of like some old show and just like binge watch. Anybody want to talk about Friends now?
Yeah, there we go.
I'm just like just now getting into.
That was one of my first CDs. Was the Rembrandts?
You should. It's the Remembrance. I think their name was.
Oh, here we go.
I thought it was the Rembrandts.
Google it, Steven. No, they were fucking mechanics, all right? Don't argue. I got 9 seasons of
they
it.
They all dated. Oh,
you're right. It's a Rembrandt.
Okay.
You're still wrong about Putty, though.
Oh, you're right. No, I admitted it already.
See? Okay. One I forgot. For one. Now you guys are even. We can move on.
Yeah, I forgot he was a
mechanic,
too.
Anthony Bourdain being an asshole.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, because there was a second.
Good riddance.
No.
Tim Allen doing heroin.
More like Anthony Bourdette, am I right?
More like Anthony Bourhang.
I know, and that's what pissed me off, too. All these comics were like, oh, poor guy. At least stop with your shitty suicide jokes. Why? Because someone killed themselves that you actually give a fuck about?
I think the best comics are the ones who tell other comics what jokes they can tell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like you were the champion.
And
like,
these attention-seeking people, like, if you need anything, call me or whatever. Yeah. It's like, I don't think you understand how depression works, really.
Yeah. Like, that's why I did mine, because I said, I will actively try to seek you out to see if you're okay. But at the same time, I was like, this is kind of douchey to say, but I might as well be like, hey, go after people. Like,
there's a difference between the sentiment of people that care and that don't care, and it's very obvious like in the way they post their shit, and it's very much like...
I feel like
that's what you were right about. Was like,
I feel like it's like
hey, call me. It's like that's the last person a severely depressed person wants to do.
Yeah.
So it's. I was like, I kind of understand what's. Ugh.
Yeah, most people when they reach that point, like,
and you can never tell because they're always the happiest. Like the ones that do it, you're like, he always seems so happy, but they had this inner turmoil that you didn't even know about, and you're like, well, how the fuck was I supposed to talk to him about it if I didn't know about it?
Well, no, it's not the friend that you can call and be like...
The thing is, like, when you start planning is not when you start calling people and like, hey, I got this great weekend plan. Here's how I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's the person.
Because they're like, well,
the person
you're going to stop
you
me?
Just needs attention.
Yeah. The one good thing I got out of Russell Brand's book... Was
what, Bookie Wookie?
Yeah, my Bookie Wookie. Like, I hated that piece of garbage, but he did say one good thing. He's like, if you have the best friend, I hated the book.
He says it's very, what was it, very, like, elitist,
It was very, like, self-serving.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like he would talk about fucking people over, but then he would, like, justify it with some bullshit.
There's a whole chapter, it's just pictures of Katy Perry's pussy.
Oh,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Look what that got. But he was saying with people that are, like, severely depressed and shit, he's like, always make plans with them for like maybe like a week in the future so that they have something
to look forward to.
Yeah, plan on or look forward to. And maybe
this is another thing though. It's like some responsibility has to lie on the person killing themselves.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I'm sorry, but like I've been depressed and like, you know, like you have those moments where you can choose or not choose. It's like, it's not anybody's job but your own not to kill yourself. It's like, I'm not going to babysit people and plan trips in advance so they don't kill themselves.
Yeah.
Because even if you go on those trips with them and they're depressed like that, chances are they're going to kill themselves sooner or later anyway.
Well, you clearly don't know how fun they're going to be on that vacation.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, you want to go out? We're going to go skiing. No, I'm good.
I'm gonna do some painting.
Either that, I mean, they could be the opposite.
I'm gonna have a warm
everything.
Bath. I'm gonna draw a warm bath. What?
I'm just gonna cry in the hot tub.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I was gonna kill myself, but I got that guest set next weekend. So like, that's what comics look at it. You know,
really pulled it all together.
I got that open mic tomorrow. Yeah, you can go one every day.
Actually, that's what would make me kill
myself.
That's
what you should say. Text a comic friend this week. If you think he's depressed, tell him you got a spot for him.
I'll be able to work my way all the way up to a club where people will be taking selfies in the middle of my set.
Yeah. Well, that happened last night at Norton?
That happens at every comic.
Yeah, like I'm on top of the ledge, and then all of a sudden, right before I jump, I get the text. It's like, hey, we got a spot for you at Chili's like this week. Okay, well, I guess I won't kill myself now.
Yeah.
I've got five people to... do jokes in front of two for ones.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you know what's fun is like when you go to the, like when you're at the comedy club after the show and you see the chairs pointing away from the stage, it's like you move them to look away from the comic. Like they weren't set up that way.
Yeah, right, yeah. So they can take the selfie that says we in this.
Yeah, and so you could talk to your friend during the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag comedy.
It's like it's so inconvenient that they're facing me towards the stage
when my friends are back here.
Listen, can I just eat my chicken fingers without having to listen to this?
Would be great if they had a revolving
stage. We can't hear each other.
They can't avoid you. Just rotate around the bar.
We can't hear each other over this douchebag on the stage. Could you like Facebook Live it to us in the bar?
Or are you talking about like a comic on a Lazy Susan?
What's that?
A comic on a Lazy Susan?
Doing comedy on the Space Needle?
Yeah. Well, you said
Lazy Susan. Is that like a carousel type?
Talk about
a
vicious
it's
circle.
Like when you go like when you go like a family restaurant, like you all order stuff, and then like you get a little bit, and then like you spin this thing, and then everybody gets a little bit of stuff. Like you manually spin it around the table.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They do it like Chinese restaurants.
A lot of people
do that. That's my new gig, though. Just doing stand up on carousels at theme parks.
Have it go slow enough. Like, oh, fancy seeing you again here. It's like all those shitty jokes.
Come here often.
Yeah, hey, sure, douche. I'm on the other side.
You should do it on like the trains at the kids' amusement parks, like at Legoland.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Just like from the conductor's part. Like, hey, guys, you want to hear some jokes? Yeah.
Jerry, stop hitting that fucking whole...
You always get a set, yeah, if you
ride those... Stop hitting that whistle on my punchlines.
it's like four-part trams at Busch Gardens. That'd be a great place to just run your material by.
Well, plane train.
Do it on
from the parking lot.
That's
to,
right.
Yeah. B for Busch Gardens, so, or for bisexual.
Jacob's got plane like train. This
yeah, we're basically doing the plot of Plane Train right now.
Plot.
Oh, yeah. That blows my mind.
Yeah,
by plot, you mean premise.
Yeah, that's what freaked me out. I was like, how did you get permission to do this? I was like, who does Clark know? Yeah.
Well, it's like maybe they know a TSA guy who works at
who
Tampa.
Who does Clark not know anymore?
Right.
Well, Clark's from Pensacola, so I mean, he's got some connects.
Yeah.
Is he?
Not wild. Okay. So.
No, he's from Michigan. Again.
He's from Michigan.
Anybody that can get anything done is from Pensacola, or that have been in Pensacola, because they got the sheen now.
Are you? You must be from sheen. Pensacola,
Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie or Martin? Which sheen we talking?
He's from Pensacola.
How did I know everybody ever born in Pensacola,
but not of Pensacola?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. By way of Alabama.
Yeah, it's one of those places.
It's
like,
almost like you left Scientology or something.
He's the Leah Remini.
No, that's what happened. Like that's why I'm in Tampa, because I was like, I have to go now. Or like I am never leaving.
Yeah. It was like a make or breaker, like I
yeah,
get
it was
out
like
now.
Your Rumspringa.
Yeah. it was a cool place to live, but holy shit. I was like, I'm getting stuck. I gotta go.
Yeah, I can peddle cocaine at these beach bars the rest of my life. Or I can get the hell out
that's
of here.
Dude, there's a place called the Sand Shaker that got busted for a cocaine ring.
Well, maybe they could have named themselves something better than the Sand Shaker. Like,
a little more covert.
Yeah, it was like all
the
like
ski slope. I think they're trying to tell us something there.
The nose luge.
The nasal confectionaries.
White Mountain.
Sniff. Guys, I'm going to be honest. I think something's going on.
Welcome to Sniff Sniff Snazzy.
Just got a big nose on the sign.
Yeah, you might not like the beers, but you'll love the way it smells.
Do you want to rub them into your gums?
Yeah. Num gums.
That's a good name
Num
for
Num gums
bar.
And Natty Lights.
Yeah. Tim Allen endorsed.
Tim Allen, yeah.
Jesus.
Analgesic. Okay, that's a bad pun.
Jungle to Kilo. I don't know.
Tim Allen's favorite place.
It's a whole tugboat theme place. They're like, toot toot.
How did you know about toot toots?
Oh, that's toot, my favorite. Toot. Matthew McConaughey, Wolf of Wall Street. Tootski.
I think if you add SKI to almost anything, it's great. Yeah, it's
David Wainski?
Cocaine-ski.
I don't like
Coke-ski.
Him.
Yeah, Coke-ski.
You're the one who Coke-ski's does David Wainski.
I know, yeah. I'm joking.
Kate-ski. Katie-ski. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think we burned that one to the ground.
So what kind of... I've never heard what kind of music you guys are all like interested in. What's your different genres of music that you like?
Everything.
You seem like you'd be... different.
I listen to everything except for like gospel.
That guy. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Except for gospel?
I literally am that guy though.
Gospel is amazing. You ever been to black church?
No.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
How was it?
So it's like a it's
how many concert. More times does he have to say it was amazing?
I feel
that's
like,
what I was trying terrible. To bait him into doing.
No.
That like, was the tactic.
If anything almost like got me back into the church.
Really?
It was that music.
Oh, I'm sure. I've seen it on TV. And, you know,
you just wanted to be there for the hats.
The hats, yeah. It's like the black Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The Chiquita Banana hats, yeah.
You wait till I put on my hat.
Yeah.
There's so many white people getting dressed up for one event. We do this era Sunday.
There's something so real about Christ. It, too, though.
Just do your dandy southerner for black church.
It was so much different. When you go into like a white Baptist church, they're so
Southern
like,
Baptist.
It's so like conservative. Everyone's like walking on eggshells because everyone's like, I don't want everyone to know what a real piece
and
of shit
wear suits
I am.
And
black
shit,
school,
right?
They'll be like, give it up for Jesus. Oh, shit. And yeah. You're like, oh, these people are like laid back and actually like are human.
Oh, yeah.
Beings. They're into this.
Yeah.
I don't go to churches, though, so I wouldn't want to go to a black church.
And I was talking about the church being church. People being human beings, not black people, so I don't want that to be edited. Like, it's like they're real humans. Like,
No, yeah, they can be human. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
More human than human.
Yeah.
Astro Creep 2000.
It was weird growing up, like my my uncle was a pastor, so I was involved.
I mean, that's fine. Yeah. That's where your background is. But I'm saying like that I just never got into gospel because I didn't, you know, and I don't mean gospel like that. I mean like choir shit.
Yeah, no,
I like big choirs, like you know,
that's more Catholic.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah. Do you like musicals, David?
Paganism?
No, so I don't like those either. Then I guess.
Yeah.
The hills are alive with the sound of that's music. Pretty good.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to that this Sunday.
I'm not
I
bad.
Didn't know you could sing that sarcastically
and sound so good. I know,
yeah,
right? Who would have thought?
Oh, it's tomorrow. I got to go to that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But,
oh, Jesus.
But no, like rock, rap, hip-hop, you know, R&B. I love all that shit, dude. Metal, R&B. Hardcore,
Squid
screamo,
butt
emo.
You love Squid Butt Rock.
Except for Squid Butt Rock, I don't like.
Gotcha.
No, mine was more like rock, and David got me on the Run the Jewels now.
Okay.
And so, yeah, mine was mostly like
90s. I've heard you talk about what is Run the Jewels? What are they?
Hip-hop group. Was it LP and Killer Mike?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hip-hop group? Okay.
Yeah.
And you just strictly metal? What do you like?
I don't hardcore? Listen to metal almost at all anymore.
Okay.
I used to.
So what, like?
Grundle. Or Grundle.
Dave Matthews Band? Like, what do you like?
It's a good question.
Do you like anything?
I don't even know how to describe it anymore. Like noise pop? Like, I like noise pop.
You a fan of The Castle?
I like Agrotech, yeah.
K-pop?
Okay, yeah.
No, noise pop.
Do you like The Castle on a Thursday night?
No, I don't go to ladies' night.
I thought it was indie pop night.
No, Thursday's ladies' night. Friday's Coffin Classics.
It used to be indie pop night.
Hasn't been since I started going.
How long have you been going?
Since I got my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
2 years?
A year and a half, yeah.
Okay. Nice. I've never been to the castle.
No, I hate ladies' night.
We saw people that were
going to a ladies' night when I have a lady.
Castle, yeah, that's true. Castle's like my... Well, at the castle, you never know. It could be ladies.
Yeah, we were down there, and we saw people that I believe were going to the castle, because it was a guy with a girlfriend, and she had a leash.
And were they wearing all black?
Yeah.
That's a castle.
And he was walking her on a leash. That was kind of more of a giveaway for me. I'm like... And they're like, was she crawling? I'm like, no, they do that at home. They don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, don't make
street?
Them, dude,
what are we fucking...
Dude, make them crawl down the street in Ybor. What the fuck?
Are you guys Arrested Development fans?
Wouldn't wish that on
my
enemy. I used to watch it, yeah.
It's hilarious to me because like it was called The Castle, and that's the one that Tobias mistakes, and it's called The Gothic Asshole. And he's like, oh, yes, The Gothic Castle.
Is that from the newer part?
No, that's one of the older ones.
Damn it.
I didn't even make it through season four. It was so terrible compared to the first three.
I
like the Mr. F thing from season three.
Yeah, that was great. That was great, yeah.
The mentally retarded female.
The mentally retarded female, yeah. I just like how every one of his, like, the girls he gets into, there's something, like, disability with them. Because Job's always like, what's wrong with her?
That was my text message alert for a while on my phone, was the Mr. F thing.
Mr. F.
Yeah. I've never seen that. Is this the one with Donald Glover?
Arrested Development?
That dude's in everything.
No, it's got, like, Michael, Sarah, Jason Bateman.
Jason
Jeffrey
Bateman's
Tamper,
in that one. Well, I got David all confused. Ross. There's Parks and Rec, which I know that
Ellen
one. That
DeGeneres
has Aziz in it.
Do you think they're, like, you know, trying to look through the messaging of Donald Glover walking down the street now and stuff? Like, TMZ is like, look at the way he's walking. It signifies.
Oh, yeah.
He can't turn it off, people.
No, what's he in Arrested
he's
Development
so socially
or no?
Aware.
I don't know. He was in
he
Community.
Achieved peak wokeness.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Community. See, I got Community, Parks and Rec, and Arrested Development. I got all those confused because they all had so many different like stars in them, and they all kind of looked similar to me, so I never watched any of them.
Oh, Black? Is that what you're saying? There's...
Word.
What?
Yeah. No. They all looked similar to you.
No, like they all worked in like an office, and it was like stupid office shit. It was like The Office, but more like
scripted.
Are you saying
the people on the show look like you? Because...
No.
Are you still talking about Community?
I'm talking about all three of those shows. Yeah. If you just look at like the cover on Netflix, they all look exactly the same, except there's like a bunch of different stars. Parks and Rec's like a Park and Rec office.
It's very NBC.
Community is like a community when they have like cubicles and shit.
Dave's
and
like,
then Arrested Development's like Jason Bateman at
Community
an office.
Was Community School.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was
David's like, look at me. I look like just like
Joel
McHale.
Right?
Yeah. Joel McHale, yeah.
Yeah, it just, they all looked the same to me. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like that shit sitcom. Who farted?
That was me. I'm sorry.
I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast and almost died laughing the other day because he was talking about some homeless guy came up to him. Some homeless guy was like following him. He's like, hey. And he's like, what do you want, buddy? He's like, Are you Joe McHale?
What?
A redheaded Joe McHale? He's not even tall. He's like fucking Bill Murray's like 5'8".
He's a homeless guy.
Yeah, it sounds like that could go one of two ways. Him going like, no, I'm not. Or he's like, no! Yeah. No, I'm not.
No.
Well, how the fuck would a homeless guy
know
who Joe McHale
is? Let me extend an olive branch to you, buddy.
Yeah.
How would he know who Joe McHale is? Would you see him on a billboard?
Like, put you through this fucking wall.
Yeah, he's like,
it's Hollywood. He probably tried out for a part with him or something.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's like, I used to
be
a big fan of
the homeless guy in Central Casting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the job was for a homeless guy, and they casted this fucking douche.
I'm telling you, there's got to be a fine line between, like, you know, trying to make it in Hollywood and homeless.
Oh yeah,
they got Tent City. It's
like
called.
I pray for Cam. In
Rio I've seen like
every
you
day.
Go on YouTube and watch people on like a BMX bike with like a GoPro on it, and they ride through Tent City, and it's just like miles
yeah.
of fucking people that.
Yeah.
But Cam was telling us that is
wait,
not.
Wait. So they're like biking through, like filming it. So like it's like homeless District 9 or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's almost
from
like
a BMX bike.
What's funny is people just walk through it.
Well, yeah. Like, well, it's because.
Here you'll see the survivors.
Look through
of abject poverty.
Yeah. Well, Cam was telling us because they're like.
Unnecessary
like the
poverty.
Of some sort of like disease, like zombie apocalyptic movie or something.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, they weren't homeless. What happened was, I guess Cam's. I'll butcher it.
They lost their serving job looking for a part time role.
No, it had nothing to do with acting or anything like that. It was people that live there, and the rent went so fucking high because they're overpopulated that it's like if like you're paying $800 a month, and all of a sudden people are willing to pay $1,400 a month,
right.
Well, you can't afford that, but Steven can, so
right.
Now
you're okay,
out,
so,
and he's in. And they have nowhere to go. Well, that's the thing, is they have nowhere to go.
I got no place else to go.
It's like, I can't afford rent, but I got next month's what would have been rent. I'm just going to take that for, I don't know, at least a bus ride to somewhere where I can afford a home.
Like Pensacola.
Pensacola.
Apparently,
yeah, but then like the Illuminati starts catching
up. Yeah, you got to get experimented on.
You can only do it once, fellas.
Yeah. You can leave Pensacola, but you can't come back to Pensacola.
Yeah, it's kind
wasn't
of...
Wasn't JJ from Pensacola, too?
No,
Dublin.
He's from Georgia. He was in Fort Walton Beach.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah,
I knew he was
like,
in the Panhandle for a little bit.
Yeah, that's like 45 minutes outside of
Pensacola.
But
right.
Pensacola is like 8 cities. Because it's kind of like saying Atlanta
like
and
rich
Georgia.
Pensacola?
Hold on, say it again.
Fort Walton, isn't that like a little bit more?
No, that's much more beach.
Beach
town, yeah.
Okay.
Because there's a string of them.
That makes
like,
sense.
Yeah.
My cousin had a place.
Do you think we should just go ahead and move the Rays there? Like the Pensacola Rays?
Well, we've got the
if
Pensacola
you the
Blue Wahoos.
To go from 9 to 8.
We've already got Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They were.
What the fuck sport is that?
Is that a
baseball
minor league team?
Yeah, it was from the Reds.
Sells out every game,
pretty much. Yeah, because there's not shit.
It's like
else
a
to
little
do.
League size stadium, probably.
No, it's a full size.
The fence is 240 feet.
It's just bleachers.
Yeah. Oh, launched them into the Gulf of Mexico. It's crazy.
Blue just Wahoos. Mom screaming at umpires and shit.
Are they named?
Run!
He's like, are they named after the soda?
You
want to
get out of this
them?
Town, don't you?
Yes.
The soda?
The Blue Wahoo.
That's a soda?
No. I just imagine it could be. Like,
oh,
what the fuck
saying,
else
yeah.
would
the
it
Doctor
be?
Dr. Thunders.
Yeah. I picture a bird for some reason. Is it like a bird thing?
A Blue Wahoo?
Yeah.
No, that's a fish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds like a fish.
Yeah, that nobody eats. I was like, I had never heard of a Wahoo before this one. Yeah.
Yeah, we're the most unedible team ever.
They're like, you can't even catch them in the Gulf. Like,
pelicans won't even eat them.
We're
facing the tarred pelicans this week.
Home is like Asia. Like, that's where they're prone to be. Not even here in America. You can't even find a blue Wahoo.
You can catch them. Like, they hop on the boat. Just no one wants to eat them.
Take me!
I just want to die.
I can't stand this city.
There was a team that they played called like the Montgomery Biscuits.
Yeah, oh yeah,
Montgomery Disco.
I think it's
Biscuits.
Flying Biscuits, isn't it? Flying Biscuits.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Oh well, they do have that.
What, like farts?
No,
some air biscuits.
Yeah, air biscuits.
Gross.
That's a cup of soup.
Poop launcher.
A cup of soup where you fart in your hand and then...
What?
That's disgusting.
Called a cup of
soup.
No wonder Mike Morris hates soup.
Hey, now we're getting to the burn.
Shoved it into his nostrils. Mike Morris with a cup of soup. And then you're just like, here you go.
This is clam chap.
Campbell's.
French onion.
Smells chunky.
Yeah, I get it.
What the hell are you eating?
What were we talking about?
The Italian wedding.
Burning shit jokes. Literally.
Yeah, poop.
Yeah.
So where are you from, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, what do you listen to, Bobby?
Maybe which question? Know. I'm from Tampa, so that was easy.
That was a garbage music. No, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Two Pistols or whatever the fuck that guy's name was that's from here.
Just death
two
metal?
Two Pistols. No, I'm...
It's all death metal.
Even, I don't even really like metal that much, which is weird because...
Well, that's all the time we have.
Well, no, I played in a band, like, growing up.
Bass. You played bass.
No, I sang.
See, I'm really into this band with this one guy hits a trash can with a baseball bat and another guy raps over it.
But every band was metal, so I was just like... I like to kind of mix the two because, like, we'd have, like, very, like, emo-type music, but, like, at the same time, like, a lot of screaming. Not screamo. It wasn't screamo, but it'd be, like...
It was very Pierce the Veil.
Kind of screaming. What?
Pierce the Veil type shit?
I don't know.
You're like, guys, I don't want
to... It was almost like my influence like Coheed? Was, like, my big influence. I loved Coheed growing up, but I also... I love Brand New.
Oh, okay.
I loved...
Coheed's, like, my favorite band. That's why I said that.
No, I love Coheed. Yeah. It's very, like... They're, we've talked they're about coming, this. They're coming
yeah,
here
we,
soon.
Yeah,
and we're like, talked to a Coheed fan...
We talked about this.
Immediately like, oh, you too? Okay, yeah. And there's a bond immediately.
You too?
But
with your sister, where I think, you, after we talked about it.
Where do you come down on Chevelle?
They're all right. I'm not a huge Chevelle. I can't hate on it. Like, a lot of people hate on so many bands. I'm like, what? You would kill to be in that, like, situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I saw Chevelle at a concert. And there's a thing called Springfest in Pensacola. Where, like, the most random... Like, I saw Journey.
Oddly, it's in November.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they quit doing... I saw Smash Mouth there at Spring Fest, which was...
Seems like one of those 97X backyard barbecues.
That's free, exactly right? What it is.
It's free?
No, it wasn't free.
No, it's like $10, but you
can... Nothing is free in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
even the people.
Except for the hepatitis C.
That, and you had to get branded.
This cocaine ain't going to pay for itself, buddy.
Yeah. Allison Mack holds you down and brands you.
Yeah, that's exactly...
That's where you'd be high on cocaine, drunk, listening to Smash Mouth walking on the sun.
Yeah, so you can take some cocaine, and then you can wipe some cocaine on you.
I don't care what anybody says. That's a good song.
For what?
Then they made All Star.
Walking on the Sun.
And then ruined their career.
Walking on the Sun was great.
I liked everything on that first album.
Yeah, it was
pretty
good.
Like, Fushiming is a great album.
That's how I feel about Third Eye Blind.
I had it on CD.
Third Eye Blind became that prototypical, like, you know, like, Planet Ray's summer series, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, like, before that, like I loved that album. The what was it? Before the Blue Album.
I mean, I like, what it was. Obviously Jumper. We got to talk
Jumper,
about
Jumper, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, had that,
like,
you
had
that
like
it's
coffee
a good
house
week for Jumper.
Yeah.
I called it like coffee house rock music, like Eve 6.
I was like, built on that kind of music.
Maroon 5, like
I
that
hate
was
Maroon 5.
Yeah, but that was like, Maroon 5 Matchbox
was later
20.
Matchbox I got a bit
yes.
for
you.
You can't
mix in. You can't be like.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I was crazy.
You can't be like, I love old school rap, you know, like Run DMC and Macklemore. No. You can't just throw.
I was crazy.
Maroon 5 in there.
I was crazy about pop punk when I was in high school.
Yeah,
it was like my thing.
Sum 41 and shit.
Sum 41 was the first concert I ever went to.
All killer, no filler.
How was
it? I'll burn a bit right here.
It was awesome.
I try to say this joke all the time, but no one ever gets it. I always say, like, I'm into spinner chicks, little punk girls, you know, young, dumb, and full of Sum 41.
Oh, yeah.
And like no one ever gets it except for other comedians.
Fat lift.
Yeah, thank you. Burned forever now on
yeah.
the How to Die Alone.
Goodbye. That bit is dying.
All teens of our listeners will never laugh
Don't
at that
do
joke.
Don't do the
now.
Party like my name is Elmy.
Because you don't.
No, what's funny is I have my dad. I grew up like they were very conservative. They're my parents are cool as shit, but like there was kind of conservative upbringing. And like I was listening to that song one day, and he's like, you know, the line where he's like. The doctor told my mom she should have had an abortion. And my dad's like, turn this off. He said bullshit. I was like, Dad, he said abortion. He's like, all right, much better.
I don't think he said doctor. I think he says dentist. Which is what makes it so weird.
Yeah,
the dentist says my mom should have had an abortion.
Is that the lyric?
You need a new dentist. Yeah.
Judging by your jaw structure,
like
you don't need to recreate anything.
Yeah, like, let me look deep in your mouth. Oh, that kid, get rid of that kid.
I can see the connection. I'm like, what? That's so weird. No, I think it's supposed to be ironic. That's why he kind of says it.
Or maybe the dentist had sex with the mom and is trying to cover up that they're having a kid.
Yeah, that's what I love about Sum 41. It's such back deep ground like information that they're giving you in their song, something so, to connect with.
I think the bass player's name was Cone, and I played bass, and I was like, I would never want my name to be Cone.
I saw
that's the worst bass yeah, player.
The bass
name
players ever. Always have
better
weird
than
names.
Noodles from The Offspring.
Yeah, but he's a guitar player. You can be whatever the
he
fuck
was also,
you want.
He was also the janitor that hung out with the band at the high school.
Yeah,
I saw. I
or
saw
the Hawthorne. Edge from YouTube. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
I saw Hawthorne Heights 2 weeks before the bassist killed himself.
Oh, oh nice.
I was for lovers.
I got a,
yeah, that's right.
Sounds a good song.
I got a fun Sum 41 story. Like, so for their third album, whatever it is, like, Does This Look Infected?
Yeah.
They had like a DVD that came with it, mm-hmm. and there's like this thing where like they're in a like an office and they're talking about like let's make things cool again that were cool back in the 80s, like denim vests and like calculator watches
and smacking women's asses
and so the
and misogyny,
yeah, obviously
that's always been cool.
Yeah, it's always in style. Yeah. So I watched that with my girlfriend at the time, and so for Christmas she got me a calculator watch and like a guitar strap with her jeans, like on the strap, like she cut up one of her pairs of jeans.
That's
kind of
weird.
Yeah, because no, what like the creepy thing is I used to do, I'll admit it, is like when I put on the bass, like that I put the strap on, I'm like, I'm getting in your pants right now.
Oh my god,
that's not that creepy. I mean, she set herself up for that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And
well,
he took it.
It was
creepy because he was 25 and she was 15. That's why I was creepy. No, I'm kidding.
No, bitch.
I'm kidding.
I almost got in a fight with the lead singer from Taking Back Sunday.
No, it was uncomfortable.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll let Steve.
I was like, I don't even give a fuck.
Oh, you're not done yet. You're still talking about
that. I had that strap for like years after.
Was
we
it
broke
really
up.
Good strap?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
did
I
you
felt,
smell it every now and then?
That's what I was wondering. I thought he was gonna say I smelled it before yeah. I put it on. Every
I
time.
Felt weird having it after a while because I was like, right, I've right. been broken up with her for years. I need to get rid
you
of
tell
this
like,
strap.
You're, you tell your yeah. new girl, you're like, I'm gonna need you to cut up some jeans for me. It turns out these make amazing straps. And you don't want me thinking about her, do you?
It's yeah. one of my many fetishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
spank me with this strap. Yeah.
You just do lines of Tim Allen off it, so it's like a 2-for-1. You get to smell it.
The
and
lines
get...
of Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Is that how he's going to get cremated?
No. I mean, like cocaine. You're doing lines
you're
of Tim
like
Allen.
Just like doing your next show. This one's called Hot Topic Denim.
That's the code for cocaine now, no. is Tim Allen. You just do a couple lines of Tim.
I just thought it'd be snorting his cremains.
No, that's funny, though.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Now I'm really in your pants.
Stop
great.
Judging me, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Shut up, Simba. Yeah. I'd call him Simba every goddamn day if I met him. Hey, Simba. He's like, that's 20 years ago.
That's the last thing he did, care. Though, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, he didn't keep his career going like Macaulay Culkin with the Pizza Underground.
That's weird. After Man of the House, he really thought he was going to be the man.
Yeah, the man of the world, really.
The world.
He was going to be president.
He's one of those guys that's going to, yeah, you'll see him, like, probably endorse the next Republican president.
Oh, like
a
politician, yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Like Scott Baio.
He might remember.
Oh, this year we got Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
and Scott Bakula. Bakula.
Hope he didn't let himself go, though.
Like, going to be a mighty king.
Macaulay Culkin.
We're going to quantum leap to 2024.
Yeah. I hear Macaulay Culkin's got a podcast out. I kind of want to listen
so.
To that.
Dude, he fucking dated
there's no way
Mila Kunis. How? Yeah. How?
Who?
Drugs. Mila Kunis.
No, who did what to
Macaulay Culkin dated her for like years.
Oh. Huh. Weird.
Yeah, like
ever
one of the hottest women on the planet.
What was that movie Saved where he was
what?
Like in the wheelchair?
One of.
Does anybody remember that movie Saved? It had a
no. got perfect tan year round.
Like where they
I remember
the
poster.
Camp,
I never
where
watched
the, it was hilarious. Like it was like so like Christian camp. Like it was perfect. Like the guy the counselor comes out, he's like, "Who's down with the big GOD?" Like just pumping
Is
up
it
the
Ben
crowd.
Stiller?
And Macaulay Culkin was like the atheist in the wheelchair, like explaining to her that, you know,
God's a lie.
God's a lie.
I got stung by bees once. Let me yeah,
yeah. I just always assumed that yeah. Macaulay Culkin's
My
in a wheelchair.
Girl.
Oh man, that
got stung by bees. I got thrown off a mountain in Maine.
Like, I did get to beat up Elijah Wood.
Yeah, man. I was about to say I fucked up Elijah Wood.
Oh,
that
oh,
fucking
I would love that.
You, till this day, that is the scariest movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember when I
well,
saw
like
as a
an
kid.
Older brother. That was the scariest movie. I'm like,
Wait.
This is exactly when my parents.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Good Son.
Yeah, didn't they throw like a dummy off a
yeah.
off a.
On the
overpass or something?
On the interstate, yeah.
Caused like
yeah.
a 76 car pile.
Somebody did that like a couple weeks ago or
in
a couple
Pensacola?
Months ago. somewhere. Might as well be.
There's no overpasses. You can't. Yeah. You can't get raised up in Pensacola. Yeah.
There's a lot of flat, hilly. But
it's all down.
Yeah, nobody's above anybody.
They threw it from an above ground pool.
Yeah. Yeah, threw it in front of my dad's riding lawnmower
into some people in the pool.
They heaved it off the top of their double wide.
Yeah. Yeah, got caught in a Toro tractor.
Yeah. No, their antenna, their HD antenna.
Yeah, you ruined my Craftsman.
My Craftsman. Where the fuck's Bob Vila? This is guaranteed for life, right? It's a Craftsman.
I used to work at Sears and sell lawnmowers. Oh yeah. They didn't train you at all. I didn't know anything about them.
Oh, like, man, this one has.
People bought them.
You're like, this one has, and you pick up like the little brochure or like the little tag. Yeah. You're reading it for them. Yeah, that's about how you're doing.
Did you get commission off of it, or is it just a flat?
Yeah, it was commission, but
let me
tell
you,
12-inch dick.
Let me tell you about the features. This will cut your grass.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine it's like Guitar Center though, or like Sam Ash. Like people come in and just look at the stuff, or try
sit on it, take a photo,
and then they're like, okay, I'm gonna go get this off the internet, you know, or
play the first bar of Master of Puppets on it and put it down.
Absolutely.
It's like, how are you doing that with a lawnmower?
I would kill myself if I worked in that place. Like, everyone just coming in and, like, trying everything. Like, we know you're not going to buy anything. Right. We know you either need... if you're going to buy anything, it's going to be, like, guitar picks.
The worst.
Strings, or, like, drumsticks.
Something you need real quick.
The worst when you work at a music store, I've worked at two, is people come in with, like, a girl... and, like, they'll sit down and have the girls sit next to them, and, like, they try to, like, serenade them.
Is there a sign so where it says you're legally allowed to run over and clothesline him while he's doing it?
What would you do?
We would have two options.
Okay.
You would turn up the volume.
No. We had the circuit breaker right behind the register, so I would just, like, shut the power sometimes. Like, if people played for too long, I'd just be like... and they'd be like, hey, man, what happened to the power? I'm like, you played enough. Just like, you gotta go.
It's been 4 hours, you're sweating. Get the fuck out of the store.
I would have been like, oh, okay, Wonderwall again? This is the eighth time I've heard that today.
But the other thing
the third different girl.
I would just, like, pull down one of the other guitars, like, because they would be, like, just dicking off on an acoustic. And I would just grab, like, you know, like an Ibanez with, like, humbuckers and shit, and just, like, plug into, like, a tube amp. Crank it and just play thrash metal behind.
Right.
Just like make point the amp at them and just be like, stare at them and just.
This Sam Ash is so angry.
And they would leave.
Yeah. Sam angry.
Well, no, it's funny what you were saying.
Sam asshole.
Asshole.
What you were saying, Bobby, they did it on Family Guy where they had to buy a new mattress. So, like, Lois and Peter go try out a mattress, and he's like, I like this one. And Lois is like, what's the name of that? And the salesman tells her, and then she gets on her phone. He's like, you're buying it on Amazon, aren't you? She goes, yep, let's go, Peter. And they, like, run out of the store. Yeah.
I feel like that's how most
they're like, what model guitar is sell this? Anything. And then they're like, yeah, that's this model, blah, blah. All right, thanks.
Or you just look at it to see what the actual price of that is, and so you can find a used one for about half that price. Yeah.
Right.
The GameStop strategy I have.
Swear to God. So I went in, I bought a 5-string bass with a hard case and like a new cord.
5-string? Look at this guy stepping out.
Dude, oh, brag about it.
It was the happiest I've ever seen an employee. Because he was just like, this guy's fucking with me. This guy's fucking with me. He's bringing it to the register. He's still fucking with me.
Oh, no.
And then when I bought it, he was like,
No. His eyes got wider with every step towards the register. He's like, he's really coming over.
So, secret about working at those stores, you don't actually want to sell those. You want to sell the starter kits. Because the margin on those is insane. You sell them for $200 and it's $100 of profit.
Yeah.
And, like, you working there, you get, like, 30% commission on that. So, like, $30 out the door every fucking time.
Yeah.
And so, like, around Christmas time, you would sell, like, we couldn't keep them stocked. We would go through like 20 or 30 a week easily.
Oh, just the starter kits?
Yeah. Just the starter kits. And like you would sell them the upsells.
Like
so anytime you see like a 40 something year old woman come in there, you're like, I'm going for her.
Yep.
Do you need help, ma'am? And then like, oh, I'm thinking about getting a starter kit for my son right over here.
What's in a starter kit?
Like the amp, the strap, the picks, the guitar. It's like the shitty...
I have one. I have like a shitty Les Paul knockoff.
Yeah, it's like a Squire or an Epiphone, like the budget brand, and they just like give you everything.
For like it comes 200. Like a little 10-inch amp.
It's basically
or
what
8-inch
you give
amp.
A kid to make sure he's actually into it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay actual
for it. You don't buy a $2,000 fucking Gibson or something.
That's why I hate commission jobs, though, that have to do with like physical items, because like... when somebody would return it, you thought you had a good week, and then your paycheck comes back, and you're like, wait, why am I paying money? So, like,
yeah. Well, no, because what always happens is it comes out after that week. So you have a great week, right, and the next week you're like, how did I make less money than what I earned this week? Like, my base salary, I got eaten.
Oh, yeah, everyone you sold to returned it.
Yeah.
They weren't actually serious about that.
Yeah, like, I sold...
Bless you.
Thank you.
I sold a guy when I worked at Toys R Us. I sold him like a PS2 and like the protection plan, like 10 games and all this shit. And he was
God damn, 10 games?
Yeah.
That was probably like a $500 fucking sale.
Yeah, easily. And the guy brought it back the next day and he was like, my Xbox broke and I was buying a new system, but I just need to play Morrowind again. I'm like, really, dude? Like,
more what?
Morrowind, Elder Scrolls 3.
Yeah, Morrowind.
So what did he do?
He returned
nine games,
everything.
Everything?
Yeah, like he returned the console, the games, the like extended warranty.
Now it's like lightly used shit now?
No, it's just like he didn't even open it.
He didn't even open it? Spence
he was like, I thought about it and I just need to play Morrowind more. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you just want it for one game?
Hold on a second. We're just going to gloss over the fact that you worked at a Toys R Us?
Yeah.
You worked around kids.
Kind of. I worked in the video game department.
Oh, all right. That's a little more.
And I also overnight stocked, which was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing says happy and bubbly Toys R Us like Stephen Henry.
Every night.
What do you want, you little shits?
Just turn into chef. Hello there, children. They go running in.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. I'll never forget there were like these like goth kids that came in one time.
Trouble already.
Yeah, exactly. The troubled worst youth. Kids.
the troubled youth.
But, like, the kid was, like, all fucking done up like a vampire, like, with the fucking suit jacket and, like, bow tie and shit.
Right.
And
trench coats for days.
Yeah. And,
look at the sweet duster.
And, like, the girls with him were like, come on, we gotta go Preston. I'm like, Preston?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's his face from Airbud?
He's like, my name's Vampire.
Yeah. Vampire. How many times am I going to tell you, Stephanie? It's Vampire. No, that's like Brendan Fraser in fucking Airheads, where he's like Chaz, Chester. But his real name's Chester.
Yeah.
Was it Malibu's Most Wanted? He's like,
B-Rad.
Hey, Brad. No, B-Rad. That's my slave name.
Wake up, Snowflake. Like, I'm running around. No, yeah. Airheads is one of my favorite movies.
By far.
Steve Buscemi and fucking Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Michael Richards before he lost his mind.
Yeah.
I think he was in there, right?
Yeah, he was the guy lost in the ventilator shaft.
That makes perfect sense.
Drop the machine gun.
Joe Mattaglia with a giant baby bottle hits him with a machine gun.
Then, what was the... Oh, Pip Chris Farley was in there ripping a nipple piercing off.
Yeah.
White Zombie. He goes to a White Zombie concert.
Pitt farting on a snare drum.
That's right. I'm not farting on no snare drum.
Somebody yesterday said I look like Brendan Fraser. I was like, that's the first time we've gotten that before.
Yeah,
maybe a little.
Maybe.
You look more Orlando Bloomish in Pirates.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. You look like the kind of guy who would tow my car.
That would tow your car?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I would, dude, in Tallahassee. Did you go to school in Tallahassee?
I worked at the psych hospital in Tallahassee.
Okay, so you live there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they are Nazis.
They are awful.
They would like hide, like literally, like I would watch them on my porch and watch people get towed. It was hilarious. I had some friends, this couple, they got hammered after they got their car towed.
Yeah.
And they snuck in and drove through a chain link fence at the tow company getting their car back. They were arrested the next day.
There was a... Like
Bonnie and Clyde of tow
I was company. Doing this... Bonnie and Clive...
Say Clive.
That's what I heard was Clive. I was like, Clive, yeah.
Bonnie and Clive Owen.
Anyway, I was at this one spot. I saw a guy with a flashlight. It was like he said, "Time me" to his buddy, and he just ran with the flashlight. He had gotten so good at seeing the stickers that he could. Sprint down, sprint back, so nobody could catch him. Because people would try to beat him up, apparently, like for towing people. Yeah, so he would just like sprint down the line of cars, gather all the numbers, and sprint back before like anybody could catch him. And he's like, "Let's roll."
Yeah, dude, it was like watching a rodeo. Yeah. It was like 8 seconds.
Dude, fucking repo men are the worst. Dude.
That's why you had the mag light.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like they would do it so quick, like you'd be like, "They are breaking something in this car right now."
Oh yeah, they got like fucking guns on.
Throw
them all
a chain
the time.
Like straight through the windshield and like rip it out. Like, And they were like, Scorpion? It was like $200 to get your car back the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did one prank. One guy came back and paid in pennies.
Yeah, that's a common thing.
Yeah, they called him. They called the cops because they wouldn't accept it. And they're like, yeah, you got to accept this legal tender. And they were just bringing wheelbarrows of pennies.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, it was like $300 or something like that. Or no, yeah,
where did you get that many pennies from? You had to have gone to the bank, right, to get that.
No, they saved it. They put it in their water jug things. They bring in like five of those little water jugs.
They melted down their mule cups.
I was going to say, yeah. Like, do you know how many Moscow mule cups we can make with this?
We're rich, Jim. We're rich.
We'll take apart our mule cups and turn it back into pennies. It seems like it'd be cheaper to just get the pennies. No, no.
No, no. We will turn it in Moscow mule cups.
It costs $0.03.
To go back to drinking.
The spite is more than worth
it. Okay, so you're Sambuca and Rumplemintz.
Well, no, that was just
you're
shot
McUltras. Doors. And you're what?
No,
like,
I'm whiskey.
You seem like a you drink ciders or something.
Ciders, Moscow mules.
Oh,
he
I
likes the
it.
Mules.
All right, cool, yeah.
No, it was rum and cups.
And here's a little trick just so you know about, okay, they called it Moscow mule because obviously vodka in there.
Yeah.
In Moscow, Russia. So you can intertwine.
Where?
Yeah.
Mule, because they fuck mules.
So, like,
Russia?
Tequila
is
like a Mayan.
You know, our real president, Putin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're getting political. It's about time.
We will not call it a Moscow mule anymore. Well, the mainland mule.
Frito mule.
American mule. Yeah, Frito mule.
And we make it with Tito's, alright? Tito's was a vodka that went from. It's crazy. Like, it's just so trendy. Like, alcohol is so trendy. That's what it's all about. Like,
oh, yeah.
Nobody drank Tito's, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, Doug Benson got sponsored by him. He presses them on, like, every podcast that he does. He's like, yeah, can I get a Tito's and soda?
Yeah.
And then Bert Kreischer does it too, sponsored by him,
yeah.
I think, I'm assuming, because they're always. They don't just say, let me get a, you know, vodka soda. It's like, let me get a Tito's soda.
Tito's.
Well, yeah, because otherwise we're just going to put what the fuck ever in there.
Yeah.
Which is usually Tito's, I thought, because it's like a bottom shelf.
This vodka is gluten-free.
No, Tito's is,
Tito's is actually
that's
good.
That's the only thing I knew it about was because of
it's middle
quote-unquote gluten-free.
How many times do they distill it, though? They're not putting, like, Fleischmann's in there, basically. Like.
Oh, it's five times? So it's like Grey Goose. Grey Goose is five.
Is it?
Or four, and Vox is five. That's what it is.
Like, yeah, it's to me, somebody was like, which vodka is your best? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, they're all the same.
Usually
as long
the
as you're not drinking
distilled,
Skull,
I think. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They all kind of taste
off.
The same.
McCormick's.
The point, the
pop
funny
off.
Thing is, like,
pop
they're
off
like,
on a
I like the way this
handle.
Vodka tastes. And it's like, the point of vodka is so it doesn't taste like anything.
Right.
It tastes like whatever you're
no,
mixing.
That was...
No one's like, let's do four shots of vodka right now.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, my
collective groan.
Or whiskey, by the way. I drink whiskey and Coke.
Okay, but you don't.
If it's a nice whiskey... No, I didn't try it. That was Matt that did that. I've never had it.
Try a Manhattan. Or try an old fashioned. If you ever come into my bar, I'll make you like an old fashioned. We have a smoked old fashioned where we actually like light like wood chips in a vaporizer.
Yeah, see, if I get that there, then I'll only like that drink there.
Yeah.
Because
well, that's how I get you to come in.
Only crafted by Bobby's talented hands.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you know, if you've been doing this shitty job for, you know, almost a decade, I should be good at it at this point.
You'd be surprised.
My other favorite drink is the redheaded slut.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's more of a shot.
Yeah.
Redheaded cock.
Well, I usually get a double.
Just put it on the rocks.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with
like,
green tea.
If it's shitty whiskey, I drink it mixed, but if it's like, I like Crown Royal's my favorite.
So what's in a redheaded slut, Bobby? I know, but I want to see if the bartender knows.
Cranberry juice.
And what else?
I just put cranberry juice in it.
You're getting fucked up.
Make it pink and make it sweet. That's what
they're... Especially when it's like they've already come up stumbling to the bar. He's like, oh, yeah, this is straight cranberry juice.
You know, I actually don't even know what's in a redhead slut.
Yeah.
No, what is it?
It's Jägermeister, peach schnapps, and cranberry
That's
juice.
That's why I don't know, because we don't have Jäger. I hate Jäger.
Of course. Steven
Jäger,
would get
Jäger,
something with Jägermeister.
Jäger, peach
in it.
Schnapps.
Of course I would.
Cranberry, and anything else? What'd you say?
Jägermeister, peach schnapps, cranberry. That's
yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't had Jäger since my 21st birthday.
You should try it.
What happened on your 21st?
It's black licorice.
It was
like
the hangover.
He said he hates
black licorice. I had five shots of Jaeger, and then after that, they told me the rest of the story.
It doesn't taste like Jaeger because all the other shit.
Right. Most like other shots, like, you know.
Mixed shots or whatever, unless you're drinking straight.
I'll buy you one next time we're out.
Okay. Ugh, I don't know if I can do the Jaeger. I'll do it.
You ever had a flaming Dr. Pepper?
I always think of Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Speak of Diablo. Sullivan, I owe you a shot in the nuts, you chode. Yeah, what's funny is like all the craft cocktails like is like my what I do. So like the shots like part of it, like people will come up and be like, can I get like these obscure things that their friend made for him one time at a party. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know how to make a humping
flaming
alligator.
Butthole.
Yeah, my buddy made it for me at this beer pong tournament.
Gaping douchebag.
I don't know how to make a Roswell.
GTNs made with Pim's Cup number one.
I'm going to make a shot called the Pensacola.
Do it.
Yeah.
They have the Bushwhacker. It's like Kahlua.
It'll be made with Sprite.
Rum and
it's got Sprite, tears, snake venom.
Grass. No, it's good. Yeah, well,
and a fresh sprig of mint.
Boot shavings.
Boot shavings. You have to incorporate seawater somehow.
Yeah. Call it the eight ball.
It's brined. It's a brine drink.
The sand shaker, man. Yeah.
Sprinkle on some Tim Allen.
It's a dash of bitters and racism.
There is that.
Yeah. You guys got some plugs? That. Start with the guest. Yeah.
Doing Kilo's T and something bar.
G&A bar.
June 16th. It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
I got something up coming up at Side Splitters, maybe in August, but I'm not sure when that is yet. But something in the mix right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, June 16th, come out to, I've never been there. Kilo,
it's pretty
have you
dope.
Been there?
Yeah. All three of us have done this.
It's like doing it in the, it's like somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice crowd.
As long as it's not raining.
Yeah.
Oh, good thing it's June.
Yeah. I did it when it was raining, and we were like,
perfect,
it was
crisp
horrible.
Weather for an outside venue.
Yeah. I'll be playing at the bar tonight, bartending, if anybody wants to come to Sacred Pepper.
We'll be covered.
Well, we don't put this out till Wednesday.
I'll be working Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. You already know your schedule? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Especially for a bartender. I thought they just called you. We need you tonight.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, but bartenders are just like,
this guy's got a massive hangover. He needs hair of the dog immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're just
he
like
needs a right-handed slap.
I thought everyone's a bartender, like dime a dozen type thing. Well, I guess where you work, it's like, well, no, where you work,
he's a mixologist,
you
ass.
Yeah, it's more fancy where you work.
I'm an alchemist.
It's not like you work at fucking Chili's or something.
Yeah. I get it, alchemist.
So what you got there?
I have nothing.
Cool.
He's looking at
we're supposed to.
No, not here.
We're supposed to like roast Kupo and Shannon, or not Kupo, Kupo and Rachel, but they left, so now I guess it's turning into a Shannon roast, a birthday roast, and I was like, are you sure you want to do that?
Is it a FUBAR like, or Iberian?
It's going to be an Iberian.
Okay. I absolutely want to be part of that.
Yeah.
When is this?
June 26th. They're going to do it before the mic at Iberian, so Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think she said I wasn't allowed to do it because I'm too nice. I was like, what?
It was supposed to be like...
Oh, you're like trying to bitch.
You know how she does, like, you know how she does those comedy
but
showcases?
I called her the C word. She hasn't talked to me since.
What, a clam?
Yeah, there you go.
See you next Tuesday.
Clams Casino.
Clams. Yeah.
Did you call her that for real?
Not what? No.
Oh. I was about to be so proud.
Matt's never said that word
out
loud.
Not that I have anything against Shannon, but that would have just been so hilarious.
Matt's never audibly said it.
Like, it reminds me of the roast with Andy Samberg where he just like hates on one person.
he didn't say it. He just thinks it very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm doing my first set at Side Splitters the 14th. This
nice.
Day.
Who are you?
Guess it?
Guess yeah, guest spot.
For who?
Guess spot.
Brett Ernst.
Nice.
And JJ actually is
hosting.
So he's going to be bringing me up. So it's kind of full circle. It's awesome.
Oh, good luck. Good luck following that. JJ's killing
like,
right now.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's the good fun. Thing about, like, he's really good at hosting. So he always puts it on a good high for you. So you can just
ride the wave.
So it's like
Brett Ernst is funny too. He's an all things comedy guy.
That's the good thing. I was like, all right, this is the best case scenario I could ask for like a first time going up at a show.
You said 14th. Is that a Thursday?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a Thursday show.
Cool.
And you, Steven?
I don't have anything. Well, I mean, I have the thing tonight, but nobody will hear it by then. I mean, Sunday, but nobody will hear it by then.
What is Sunday?
I'm hosting at Size Blazers.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Maurice Jovan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mo.
The Bone.
Yeah.
Bona.
And then I guess I'll be at Divine Brewery for Steve Laszlo's new mic on Wednesday. Like,
oh, nice.
Is that this Wednesday?
Yeah, the day this comes out.
Okay, yeah. I'll probably come by there.
This is
it's
the
so
first
close.
Mic they've had?
Yeah.
I thought I've seen something.
No, they do shows. This will be the first open mic.
Yeah, I'll be doing that show tonight, which is Saturday.
Fart Williams over here.
Yep. Toot.
Coffee makes him gay.
Actually, what was it? Roger Nelson started the Cayman Cove one. That was on Friday, so I think
it's every other Friday.
Yeah.
as seen on Bar Rescue.
Yeah. I can't believe that was on Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
I didn't
my
know
my friend
that.
Was bartending.
Wait, Cayman Cove was?
I mean, he sucks at bartending, yeah. But it was hilarious. Why?
Oh. What, Cayman Cove was?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
I didn't find
so
out that
awesome.
Till that night you did the show
it
there.
It was like 1849 was the restaurant before. And before that, it was like the original O'Brien's, which okay. is now like next to, it's like in the same plaza as the restaurant I work in.
Yeah. I think I'll have to go watch Maddie on Thursday.
Yeah.
I would if I wasn't working.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
Was it a 7 o'clock show?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, isn't it? I thought it's 8.
But there's only one show, right?
I think it's 8 or 8:30.
It's good that you should know the time here.
Thursday. Right. Okay. Thursday's
don't miss your first guest spot.
Thursday's 8:30.
I was like, fuck!
Thursday's only one show.
It
for
started
sure.
at 4.
Thursday's 8:30. 8:30, yeah. Guys. 8:30 on Thursday. 8:30. Go see Matt. 8:30.
Yeah.
Side splitters.
8:30.
I'll be there.
8:30. Doors are at 8.
Oh, okay. When should I get there?
Make it 8:43.
You should probably be there around 8.
Okay.
Yeah,
I always want to be there half an hour before showtime.
Yeah,
at least
it's like swimming pool, right?
Be profesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be a goddamn professional.
All right.
All right.
I'll try not to get too racist.
All right. Talk to you cucks later.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Bobby.
Killer Katie, top 4, king of the city.
I hate you.
King of the shit.
Wins all the contests.
Shut up.